SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, a victory is a victory for Nikki Haley. She has tossed a shutout in tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, early Tuesday morning. In early voting, she has nabbed all six votes that were cast in that village. In the meantime, Haley says she has no plans of dropping out of the race if she loses the New Hampshire primary. Here's Bob Agnew.
Haley says she's in it to win it, come what may, in New Hampshire.
We have definite plans of going, you know, right into South Carolina and right into Super Tuesday.
And should she lose not only New Hampshire, but the entire race to former President Trump?
Well, I have always said that I was going to support the Republican nominee because anybody is better than a President Kamala Harris. I stand by that, but I have every intention to win this race.
Ambassador Haley was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
In the meantime, polls in the state suggesting that Trump maintains a very large lead over Haley, the last major challenger standing in his way. Also at SRNnews.com, Supreme Court allowing federal agents to cut razor wire that Texas put on the border.
The justices, by a 5-4 vote, granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration. The razor wire along roughly 30 miles of the Rio Grande near the border city of Eagle Pass, Texas, is part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's broader fight with the administration over immigration enforcement. Abbott also has authorized installing floating barriers in the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass and allowed troopers to arrest and jail thousands of migrants on trespassing charges. The administration said the wire impedes Border Patrol agents from reaching migrants as they cross the river and that federal immigration law trumps Texas' own efforts to stem the flow of migrants into the country. Bill Alexander, Washington.
This is SRN News. The pro-life message is resonating with our younger people.
A new poll from YouGov and Students for Life of America indicates that two-thirds of Americans ages 18 to 42 support some kind of limits on abortion. 54% of that demographic also agrees with the statement, quote, human rights should begin in the womb. And the survey reveals 75% of young adults of voting age want restrictions on abortion from the point of viability onward. Abortion will be on the ballot in several states this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups assessing the landscape 2 years after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Since the high court decision, 14 states have begun enforcing bans on abortion throughout pregnancy. Two more have bans on hold because of various court rulings. Two other states have bans that go into effect as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. This is SRN News. Well, federal officials now recommending that airlines make some key changes in their inspections on some older Boeing jets as well. We have the latest on the story now from correspondent Norman Hall.
The Federal Aviation Administration recommends that airlines inspect the door plugs on certain Boeing 737s that are older than the MAX 9 jetliner that suffered a blowout of a similar panel during a flight this month. The FAA said door plugs on one older version of the 737, called the 737-900ER, are identical in design to those on the MAX 9, and some airlines have noted findings with bolts during the maintenance inspections. The FAA issued a safety alert late Sunday. As soon as possible, airlines should visually inspect four places where a bolt, nut, and pin secure the door plug to the plane. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNnews.com.